Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, it is going to be cloudy conditions and we'll have some rain, a good chance for rain coming in, and we'll have a high around the mid-40s for today. Temperature-wise, Kenosha, 35 degrees at this hour, 34 in Burlington, 35 Milwaukee, and 36 in Racine. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole, along with the city's Redevelopment Authority, recommending approval of a resolution that directs future planning for redeveloping the old Machinery Row project site along the Root River. City staff presenting a comprehensive review of what has taken place since the project was first envisioned and the plans to continue the process. Development Director Amy Conley noting a lot of lessons have been learned, including the need for a specialist to handle property acquisition, for developers to have equity in the project, and the creation of clear development milestones that really need to be met.
And with this project in particular, there were clearly milestones not hit along the way. And instead of saying stop and reevaluating, we continued to move along. And so I think that we've learned from that, that when all the information coming from the developer says that milestones haven't been hit, that we need to be able to put the brakes on a development project and start from scratch.
She said city staff believes that the city needs to continue to acquire the property in the project area, even though development plans have fallen through thus far. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk said that few communities can actually say they have over 24 acres of prime downtown riverfront development land that is ready for development.
Very few communities across the country ever get a chance in a generation or in a lifetime to imagine such a large parcel in the middle of their downtown on a body of water that can be fully redeveloped, and in this case redeveloped in a community in a region that's having such a large economic development project coming to it.
Despite years of industrial use, environmental attorney Bill Scott added that the site is remarkably clean. The proposed resolution, if adopted by the full council, would allow the city to continue the process of acquiring the land, beginning the process of tearing down the existing buildings, and seek professional services in preparing the development plan, redevelopment plan, plus environmental and marketing consulting services, now for what is the Water Street project. State Department of Transportation's applied for a U.S. Department of Transportation Infrastructure for Rebuilding America grant. This in support of constructing the section of I-94, an expansion project by the Foxconn development, plus other fast-growing employers in the region. Grant would leverage $13 billion in private and public investment, making Foxconn the largest single economic development project in state history and the largest corporate attraction project as measured by jobs. In a statement, DOT Secretary Dave Ross says the I-94 North-South Corridor plays a key role in the local and regional economy of Southeast Wisconsin. There's going to be a public involvement meeting coming up next Tuesday by the State Department of Transportation. This is in western Kenosha County. Proposed resurfacing of Highway 83 from Highway 50 to County Highway KDJB in the West End. This meeting is going to be held at the Wheatland Town Office on Geneva Road, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's about a two-mile project involving resurfacing, traffic signal safety improvements at the intersection of 83 and 50. The meeting will follow an open house-style format, brief presentations at 4:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. that day to provide an overview of the project. A special meeting of the Caledonia Village Board last night focusing in on the two trustee candidates seeking to become the next village president when Bob Bradley steps down on Monday, and their views on different issues raised through questions from fellow board members. As to the next step on consulting recommendations in a study about the Douglas Avenue business corridor, Kevin Wongard said that the board needs to determine which of the recommendations from that study best promote Caledonia but maintain the village's character.
The way we are right now, we're getting people to get that buy-in, to have that buy-in, to want to have everything look nice. You know, we need to have the beautification of the Highway 32 corridor. And, you know, get a look at the Green Tree Shopping Center, potentially losing Kmart, and utilize or and seeing how we can best utilize vacant properties that are strewn up and down the Highway 32 corridor.
Jim Dobbs says he's personally skeptical about spending any more money toward analyzing the corridor.
This area has specific difficulties. It's hard to overcome by us making a wish list on a study of what we want to see. The railroad tracks on one side, residential stuff on the other, narrow strips of tiny stores makes it kind of hard for us to attract the stores and restaurants and retail things that we really want. The American free enterprise system will dictate what goes in that area. Business people, if they believe that they can make some money, they're going to gobble up some smaller parcels and make something out of it.
The candidates also addressing TID districts, Racine Unified, goals over the next 18 months, committee work, and paying for future public safety needs. The Caledonia Board is to vote next Monday on the new village president to serve out until the April 2019 election. Caledonia Police, meanwhile, the latest local law enforcement agency, urging its residents to lock their vehicles and their homes. In a Facebook posting, the department says over the past week, officers have taken numerous complaints about entries being made to unlocked vehicles and items being taken. Also, vandalism complaints in several neighborhoods involving property and vehicles. Reports received from the area of Five Mile Road and Randall Lane near Crawford Park, on Dunkela Road, and in several neighborhoods in the east side of the village. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says that elderly man injured during a home invasion last week in Summers. He'd also been shot twice in the shoulder, in addition to suffering a head injury. Sheriff David Beth originally said that the 84-year-old man and his wife, who was 83, both just had head injuries after a man broke into their home in Summers. A news release says evidence collected from the home has been sent to the state crime lab so it can be processed as quickly as possible, as deputies continue to actively look for all possible motives and leads in that case. And a 14-year-old girl turned over to Racine County juvenile authorities allegedly made a threat against Union Grove High School, which was later determined to be a hoax, but the investigation is going on. Crime Stoppers got a tip regarding a threat to the high school, and based on an Instagram posting, it depicted a person wearing a clown mask and a statement saying no one should attend school on Tuesday due to a school shooter. Investigators tracked down the owner of the Instagram account, determined that the original post had been edited by the 14-year-old. She cooperated with deputies. The Racine County Sheriff's Department and the State Division of Community Corrections did a couple of supervised checks on registered sex offenders living in various parts of the county, making sure they were staying away from Halloween activities. A news release indicates of the almost 92 compliance checks done on Sunday, three rules violations were found, resulting in three offenders going to jail. One was consuming alcohol, another wore Halloween-style clothing, and the third was an active participant in trick-or-treat. Last night, another 24 compliance checks found zero violations. The offenders have to sign a Halloween contract that, among other things, requires them indoors at least 1 hour before, during, and after the trick-or-treat hours of the community in which they live. UW Board of Regents approving a new Master of Science degree in clinical mental health counseling at UW Parkside. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff. She indicates it's a brand new program. It's going to be starting up next year, and a lot of people interested in this effort.
In 2016, there were 2,500 jobs in mental health counseling in Wisconsin. The state's 2026 job trend forecast shows an increase of 18.4%. UW Parkside officials say the new master's degree will offer students in southeastern Wisconsin and northern Illinois the option of a high-quality, low-cost alternative to many private institutions in the area. The new master's in clinical mental health counseling will address an important change in licensing requirements. Beginning in September of 2018, anyone applying to become a licensed professional counselor in Wisconsin must graduate from a 60-credit master's degree counseling program. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Milwaukee Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter has got a bill that would end the Miller Park sales tax collected in five counties at the end of 2019. He notes that as a Brewers season ticket holder, he appreciates the value the team provides to the area, but at the same time, he knows this is one of the more unpopular taxes that residents have been paying for years. The bill would also mandate that the Brewers stay in Milwaukee at least until the end of the sales tax on area residents. Former Kenosha High School football star, now L.A. Chargers running back Melvin Gordon and his family, setting up a rather ambitious goal outside of football to end homelessness in his hometown. Gordon's family now in the process of starting the First Step Housing and Family Services Association, a goal of $1 million to develop housing for the homeless using converted shipping containers with the help of existing nonprofits and local government. They also want to acquire and renovate existing properties. Gordon's uncle, we're not kidding, his name is Jerry Jones, says it is not a new idea, noting several cities have created housing for homeless people and low-income families using these containers.
So it's something that's already being done. It's not nothing that, you know, somebody's trying to reinvent the wheel. It's just that here in Kenosha, that application, it just never been done before, you know. And I've talked to the city zoning and planning committee, And, you know, I got positive feedback as far as that is concerned. You know, their only thing is that, you know, they would love to be able to walk through one.
Says the project is still in the discussion phase and there's a lot of working parts to it. First step, the Shalom Center and Guttormson Recreation Center all teaming up for a fundraiser early next year. The first annual Melvin Gordon Beat My Score Bowl-a-thon scheduled for January 13th and 14th. Registration information available on the Guttormson website. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.